All right, guys, I'll give you the injury report and then open it up for questions. Tyvon Branch did not practice today. Jason Hunter did not practice. Darren McFadden did not practice. And Denarius Moore did not practice. Guys that were limited in practice, Mike Brazel, Jerron Kreiner, Andre Holmes, Kaluka, Matt McCants, Daniel Muir, and Terrell Pryor. So that's the injury report.
If Denarius doesn't play, what kind of impact will that have in the passing game, and who needs to step up?
Yeah, well, I mean, several guys need to step up. You know, that'll give Bryce Butler another opportunity. Andre Holmes will be a guy that'll be able to step in there. Jacoby Ford, those guys will have to step up for us in the passing game. You know, obviously, Denarius has been really our leading receiver, and so, you know, it'll have an effect. But it's just like everything else we've had to deal with as far as injuries are concerned. Next man up, and somebody's going to have to come out and perform. So. Those guys will be ready.
That's a big challenge going against, you know, a very talented secondary that's given up, what, I think three passing touchdowns in the last eight games?
Yeah, no, listen, this is a really good defense. They're the 10th rated defense in the National Football League. So, yeah, it's obviously going to be a tough challenge. They play really aggressive, really physical. They get after the quarterback, and we understand what the challenge is, and we've got to rise up to it.
Why was Michael Rivera able to be successful last week? Was it – Did he do something different, something better?
I think sometimes that's how things work out, you know. Okay. And I thought Matt did a nice job of finding him in the passing game on a couple occasions. And every week will be different, you know. So you just got to run your route and adjust to the coverage that you get. And then hopefully the quarterback does a good enough job of reading the coverage and knowing where to go with the ball, and we hold up in protection.
Has he progressed as quickly as you wanted him to?
Michael Rivera? Yeah, I think Michael Rivera's done a nice job. He understands the passing game, obviously he's a rookie, so he still makes mistakes, but every week I've seen him continue to get better, so I'm pleased with where he's at.
How did Pryor move around today?
I thought he moved around well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, we'll continue to monitor him throughout the week and see how he's feeling at the end of the week, and hopefully he's healthy enough to go, and if he does, then he'll be up on Sunday.
If Hunter can't go, assumes that spot?
Well, several people. You know, we've made some adjustments in what we've done in the base package. You know, we've used Vance Walker a little bit at defensive end to try to help us a little bit more in the run game. Ryan Robinson will be a guy that can be up and get some snaps for us. You know, obviously Lamar's his role will probably increase. So we've got several guys that can step up and, you know, take on that role if Jason's not able to go.
Sanford, you've been doing the up and down thing with every week.
He's a potential guy to be up for the game. Again, we'll see how everything goes tomorrow and see where Jason's at.
Back to the receivers for a moment. What have you seen from Andre Holmes since he was activated?
Well, same things I saw from him, you know, early on in training camp and in the preseason. I mean, he's a big, you know, target. He runs pretty well, can get down – you know, can get down the field and make some plays down the field. So, I think he's a solid player for us. I've said this all along that, you know, I think we've got several quality wide receivers, all those guys have been a factor for us, and they need to continue to be a factor for us.
With the success that Jennings has had, do you feel that maybe just he can take a little bit of pressure off of the line?
Well, I think anytime you can run the ball, it helps your quarterback. And so that's kind of been our, you know, thought process all along, is to have a good, solid running game and take some of the pressure off the quarterback, do some things in the play-action passing game. So, I think when you're able to be balanced, that helps. You know, and obviously if we're able to throw the ball, that also helps Rashad in the running game. So both those things work together.
Are there any updates on Tyvon?
Well, he moved around better today. I got a chance to kind of watch him a little bit during practice, and his football-related activity has increased. So, he's another guy that I'm hoping that, you know, he's getting pretty close.
Is that one of Wisniewski's better games?
I think the last couple weeks, Wisniewski's played really well. And he's a little bit sluggish coming off the injury, and I think now he's kind of, you know, as much as you can at this time of year, getting a little bit back to full health He's played really well for us the last 2 weeks.
Now that DJ's out for the year, are you comfortable with with Phillip Adams assuming the same role? Is that how you'll go forward there?
Yeah, yeah. And Phillip played that role for us some last year and did a nice job for us. And he's filled in the last couple of games and done a good job. We got a lot of confidence that Phillip will go in there and play well for us.
Going back to the receivers, how do you coach against drops? Have them catch more balls during the week, or you talk to them about it? How do you attack that?
Well, you got to continue to work at it, and get over on the jugs machine and catch balls. I mean, that's the only way you get better at it. Some of those drops were obviously tough catches. But we hold ourselves to a high standard, and those are plays that we expect our guys to be able to make. So I don't spend a lot of time, having a counseling session with them. That's what our job is. We got to catch the football.
Is there an adjustment period given that Matt throws a different type of ball? Maybe it comes on you quicker, velocity, or does that not really matter?
I don't think that's much of a factor. I mean, that's what we do, right. and that's what those guys are paid to do is – run routes, get open, catch the football, and that's what we expect them to do.